This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have another study telling us that pacemakers can be hacked. This is a new study that's warning that your pacemaker or other electrical medical device could be targeted by hackers for political, financial, or personal gain. That would be one hell of a movie. You know, where all these people's pacemakers get hacked and, you know, like the president's pacemaker gets hacked, the president has to start a nuclear war on, you know, some country and, you know, wherever, and I don't know, man, aliens come to fight us. I could just see that being a movie, right? And there have been thus far no reports of malicious hacking or malware attacks, from what I understand, of cardiac devices. Nothing that has hit the media. Research published in the Journal of American College of Cardiology shows that it is indeed a possibility and has been so for a decade. And we've been for years talking about this. If hackers can hack your computer, viruses could be uploaded. What about your pacemaker or your, you know, any other sort of device that we are starting to create, Star Trek style, that can excrete medication, transfer medication to certain parts of the body, take pictures, etc., and give us feedback of what's going on. Maybe your insulin pump could be hacked. So for better protection, the FDA has guidelines in place for the security of medical devices. Oh, I feel reassured. Along with several legislative proposals in Congress. So according to Professor Dhanujaya Lakkareddy of the University of Kansas Hospital, this professor told SWNS that true cybersecurity begins at the point of designing protected software from the outset and requires the integration of multiple stakeholders, including software experts, security experts, and medical advisors. They say patients with pacemakers could be vulnerable when batteries are overworked or depleted. That could then lead to a device being unable to deliver therapies during life-threatening attacks. They say for patients with devices that pump the heart, it is possible for hackers to interrupt wireless communications. Okay, call me naive, okay? But I don't know how my internet and my wireless connection works, okay? I mean, I still stick my phone up in the air, and it blows my mind how there's Wi-Fi and how my phone knows where the Wi-Fi router is and will connect to it and then transmit a signal. But in the middle of my Candy Crush game, or in the middle of a Facebook or Instagram post, or in the middle of me trying to scroll down while I'm reading an article on my phone, or in the middle of me watching a YouTube video, it freezes, and I get this little circular, I don't get a hourglass, I don't get that, but I get this little circular flashy thing, like it's waiting to load up. Now, if these cardiac implant devices are going to be relying on the same crappy connection that our iPhones use, oh, hell no. No wireless connection, please. I've seen The Walking Dead. The last thing I need is something to happen where all of a sudden our cell phones don't work and then our defibrillators don't work. That would be not very, or pacemakers, that would not be good at all. That's not good. Hackers could interrupt our wireless communications. I mean, I have an IUD. It's not wireless. I thought maybe it should be, you know, because I think it could use a recharge. I don't know. I really don't want to get pregnant at my age. Yeah, I do. You might as well. I've been married 21 years. We still do have sex. I know. It blows my mind. It really blows my mind. I don't know why he wants to have sex with me. It's his birthday coming up. Like, what are you going to do for his birthday? Are you going to have sex with him? I want to give him something he wants. I mean, no, probably not going to have sex with him because he doesn't, you know, I want him happy on his birthday. Okay. I want him, I want him in a good mood. Anyway, yeah, it'd be nice if I could recharge my IUD. Would I trust it to be on wireless? No, I wouldn't. Dr. Lacoretti believes that the likelihood of an individual hacker successfully affecting a cardiovascular implantable electronic device or being able to target a specific patient is very low. No, but you see, what he would do is attack a hospital or affect a network center. They say the hack threat study suggests that because cyber vulnerabilities emerge quickly, according to Fox News, developers should monitor the environment for new vulnerabilities and respond fast. Given the lack of evidence that hacking of cardiac devices is a relevant clinical problem, coupled with evidence of the benefits of remote monitoring, one should exercise caution in depriving a patient of the clear benefit of remote monitoring. I don't think it's up to the doctor depriving a patient. I don't think the average, patient's going to want it. They're like, hell no, give me old-fashioned, please. Let me be able to control my own. You know what's interesting? I don't know how terrorists think, because remember, they're loonies, okay? You know, somebody who wants to kill other people are not going to use the same logic. But if, let's say, a terrorist had logic and they wanted to kill a bunch of people, okay? I mean, you see what some of the terrorists do. They'll make a, you know, they'll make a bomb, or they'll run their take their car and run people over. And so they may kill 10, 20 people with that. I don't know what their goal would be if they think they could kill more than that. But if you actually were a terrorist and you wanted to kill more people and you found out that 5,000 people throughout the United States might have had a type of implant or whatever, then I do see that as being a potential target. If that's what they want to do, if they want to kill multiple people at once and want to show control, because that's what terrorists want to do, they want to show control. They also want to show that they're wily and crafty and that they could do things when you're not looking and when you're not prepared. I mean, boy, were we unprepared for September 11th. We should have been, considering the World Trade Center was bombed in 93, but nope, we weren't prepared. And so something like this could be very attractive to terrorists. I wouldn't underestimate them. 1-877-DOCTELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Jason, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, vaping is putting toxic levels of lead and other metals into your lung and body. According to Forbes, the next time you inhale vapor of an e-cig, there are many toxic levels of metal, including lead, that is leaking from the heating coils of the device. This is the finding of a new study by researchers at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. It was published yesterday in Environmental Health Perspectives. The study is small. It's evaluating devices on a random sample of 56 users, so it's a small study. But it revealed that a significant number of the devices produced aerosols with potentially dangerous levels of lead, chromium, manganese, and nickel. And these are things that are commonly in metal heating elements and other sorts of structures that will be used in other products. So everybody's all panicking about the vaping nicotine liquid. What about when heat heats up any plastic or metal around it? They say chronic exposure to such metals by inhalation has been linked to a wide range of effects, including cancer. And it could affect multiple organ systems like lungs, brain, heart, liver, as well as the immune system. Now, they say the FDA has the ability to regulate e-cigs. There has been no firm indication how it's going to address this and how you address heating element leakage and that kind of thing. But they say the FDA will likely have a say by issuing future rulings on this matter. According to Dr. Anna Maria Rule, PhD, MHS, the senior author of the study, says it's important for the FDA, the e-cigarette companies, and vapors themselves to know that these heating coils, as currently made, seem to be leaking toxic metals, which then get into the aerosols that the vapors inhale. Now, in a typical e-cig, an electric current produced by a battery passes through a metal coil to heat nicotine-based e-liquids, and then it creates an aerosol. Okay? So there has to be a battery. It has to be an electric current. You need to have a metal coil that'll heat up to then turn a liquid into an aerosol, a vapor. And vaping is becoming so huge that it's surpassing cigarette smoke. In my son's high school, it seems like everybody vapes. My son doesn't, and he better not. I'm going to whoop his ass. I would probably ground him since we don't spank in my family. And since he's a senior and almost 18, I can't spank him. But I would whoop his, I would tell him, bad boy, okay? You have to be careful. Man, when I was growing up, remember when we were growing up? My mom had no problem whooping me in front of the whole gosh darn neighborhood. She even said she'd invite my friends over to watch me get the paddle or my butt whooping. I mean, it was so, in fact, if you were dinking around, any of the other parents could discipline you, right? If somebody needed to yell at you or smack you upside the head, they would. That's how things were back then. Now, oh my gosh, you touch my child, I'm suing you. And I wouldn't want anybody to touch my child. I remember one of my kids' uncles smacked him. And I was like, oh, hell no. You know, and I'm like, why did you, you know, I was like, wait a second here. Okay, that's my baby. Okay, that's not happening. So things have changed, and for the better. But, you know, overall for the better. But I got to tell you, man, my kids kind of grew up in a, you know, you don't get a whooping age. And if you see the way they act around me, man, I remember my mom doing a double take. My kid back talked to me, and she looked at me like, if you don't do something, I will. And I was like, oh, well, you know, these little babies, boys, you know, we're not allowed to, you know, I'm not allowed to go, you know, ate poop on them, you know, the word I want to say, you know, I got to be calm and cool. I'm supposed to put them in timeout. I remember the first time I put them in timeout in front of my parents, like, what is that? That was my older boy, because the younger son was born just right before my dad died. She's like, what are you doing? Oh, he's in timeout. But he's sitting there giggling. He's sitting there playing with a toy. Like, you have a toy? Give me your toy. He's sorry, Mom. You're in timeout. Okay. And he said, I thought it was funny. He thought sitting in timeout was funny. Because that's how we had to discipline them. Because we weren't allowed to spank them. I knew this kid needed a butt whooping. This kid really needed a butt whooping. I did spank my kid once. Oh, absolutely. And I told you guys why. What happened was, I was, we were of this age where you're not supposed to spank your kid, and we were at a park, and I was with the baby, and then my son was older, and my son met a girl at the park, and apparently the girl wanted to go to the ice cream truck. My son goes, Mom, I want to go to the ice cream truck with so-and-so. Where is this ice cream truck? What are you talking about here? You know, because I'm with the baby. And about a football field's length away, you saw a white van. And I'm like, that's not an ice cream truck. That's a van. Stay away from it. No, see, Mom, there's stickers that says ice cream. I go, no, you're not going over there. That's fine. All right. So I'm dealing with the baby, and I'm changing the baby and all that. And I come back, and my older boy's nowhere around.
He's about 3.5, 4 years old. I'm like, where is he? And Dad, I don't know where Dad was. Dad was supposed to watch him while I was changing the other one. And he's coming back with ice cream with this other girl. He made her pay for the ice cream. Oh, my son. Oh, baby, will you pay for me? Oh, yeah, of course. I'll do anything for you. And he's coming back with ice cream. That ice cream hit the ground. He hit the floor. No, he didn't hit the floor. I brought him home, and he got swat tushy. And we called it tack tushy. And he got his stinky. Now, he giggled at me because he's like, I'm going to hurt my hand, you know, because he's got to have a lot of bone on his butt. He didn't really have much of a tushy. He was a skinny kid. And the reason why I chose to spank him wasn't because out of anger. Was he wasn't afraid of me. When my parents would tell me no, oh, my gosh, I was scared to death of my parents. I literally thought they would kill me if I defied them because I saw the look in their eyes that they would whoop me to a pulp. I knew what they were capable of, and my dad had those big belts, so my parents could give me one look, and I knew I was a dead girl. I knew it. So when I tried to come up with the mommy look, both my boys, they just laugh. They weren't fearful. So my kid has a choice of a pretty little girl taking him down to an ice cream truck, getting some yummy ice cream, or the wrath of mama. And if the wrath of mama was I just have to sit up against the wall and I get to sit there and play with my toy, he's like, I'll take that as the punishment. So he had to know that the punishment was going to be, you know, bad. And so I did spank him. And I, you know, if somebody wants to arrest me for spanking my kid's butt because he went to an unknown vehicle that I didn't trust and he defied me, fine. But I'm this kid's mama, and I have to protect him. And if your kid gets abducted or something happens to your kid, everybody's like, what the hell were you doing as a parent? Why didn't I, you know, didn't you parent the kid? That's your job. No, I don't want to spank him on the tushy because we're not supposed to spank him. And I get that. Spanking has been proven where it doesn't work. But, you know, at some point, you need to, you know, put your foot down and they need to respect you. And I think they need to fear their parents. They need to know that if mommy says no, there's a reason for it, and they better not go against you. Now, when the kids are teenagers, they think mama's whack. You know, one of my friends said one of the reasons why she instilled fear in her kid is because if somebody abducted the kid or somebody said, look, I'll hurt your mom if you tell her. You know, like, if this girl was getting molested or if this girl was getting assaulted or if something happened and they said, look, I'm going to hurt your parents. That's something that a lot of people do. They'll go, I'll hurt your parents if you say anything. She wanted her daughter to believe that this guy or whoever was going to be more fearful of mama. There is nobody tougher than my mama. And I understood that thinking. Now, my kids wouldn't believe that because, you know, it's me. I'm like, hey, Cookie Monster, yay! I don't really seem that formidable a force. But I didn't want them to think that if somebody threatened that they would hurt mama, so they better try to protect me. Oh, no, I can handle myself. Okay, you do not need to protect me. If somebody's touching you inappropriately, if somebody's doing anything, All right, I will bring the rain. You tell mama I am one of the most powerful forces on this earth. The funny thing is, when I was growing up, I thought my mom and dad were the most powerful forces in the universe. So, I don't know what the right way to do that is in terms of thinking, you know? I mean, these kids with the vaping, they're vaping because nobody's afraid of their parents. 15%, they said, of 8th, 10th, and 12th grade students in public and private schools have already e-cigs. I think it's more. 1-877-DEATH-DELLY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we will get, as we get more information on these e-cig heating coils and the nickel, chromium, and other metals leaking into the aerosolized vapor, we'll keep you guys posted. I know it's frustrating because we are seeing a huge rise in use in high school students, middle school students, and, of course, millennials and, you know, the regular adult community. A big question I'm getting is from people who are quitting smoking, using vaping as a means to quit smoking, which I am fine with. I'm fine with it. I'm not encouraging it for everybody, but if you are vaping as a result of, as a means to get off smoking and you're only doing it for a temporary short amount of time, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. But I'm still reluctant on telling you to go vape
Because, again, I don't know how bad these chemicals are. We know tobacco's bad. Never, and all these studies have said tobacco was worse than any chemical you could get from vaping. My only answer to that, though, is, okay, I believe you, but how many years of studies do you have of that? The formaldehyde, isn't there like toluene, the acrolein, the acetaldehyde? How have we studied what those metals are doing and the concentration of them you're getting in your vapor fluid on the lung lining? Well, no, because vaping's only been around for a few years. Well, yeah, see? So before we say it's a hell of a lot safer than tobacco and it's less cancer-causing, even though we know vaping puts your risk for cancer and heart disease, we need to say that our current research is leading us to believe that tobacco is still more dangerous. But if somebody told me that nickel seeping into your vapor will turn a lung cancer cell cancerous quicker than tobacco would, I would then venture to say vaping is worse than smoking. So as your radio doctor, I would say put nothing into your lungs. But if you really have to get off smoking, and you need to do it fast, vaping seems to be a means to quit. Is it the most effective way to do it? No. A lot of people say quitting cold turkey was. But if that's your only way of quitting, I'd rather you quit. I'm trying to look at 3 months down the line. But if you're going to be vaping for 3 years, I don't like that at all. I don't like that idea. So, he's a medical device marketing consultant with over 20 years' experience, says the metal and parts composition of these devices must be stringently tested for toxic analytes and corrosive compounds. The FDA does not currently test any of the most popular vaping and e-cig instruments being manufactured at unregulated factories in Asia that source low-grade parts, batteries, and materials for the production of these devices. So if you are getting something from a country, if your vaping cartridge or vaping, you call it a cartridge that has the nicotine vapor in it. If your unit is from one of these countries that is very well known to half-ass manufacturing things, and leads have been known to leak from their products, I'm not going to mention the country per se, but I think you guys know what country I'm talking about, they may be using cheap type of materials. Unregulated factories in Asia, he says, that source low-grade parts, batteries, and materials for the production of the devices. You're going to be getting that crap in your lungs. He explained that the metals detected in the study have been associated with multiple adverse health effects under chronic conditions of exposure. So neurotoxins, such as lead, are linked to increased risk of cardiovascular and kidney disease. Other metals listed are even more nefarious to human organs. The strong oxidative effects of manganese can lead to necrosis, mucous membrane of the esophagus, and arsenic. Arsenic was detected in 17.8% of the aerosolized samples, which can lead to significant multiple end organ damage with long-term exposure. So not only are we looking at the vapor, we have got to look at the cartridge and the rest of it. Now, millennials seem to be a big target, especially of the media. People like to, make fun of the younger. Well, this is an interesting story. They say beer sales are being dragged down by millennials because they don't really like beer as much as other drinks. Now, I thought Generation Z was after the millennials, but I guess they're calling it Generation Z. See, I'm Generation X, so I thought the millennials were Generation Y. I could be wrong. And I thought my son was Generation Z. But I guess millennials kicked off beer's downward spiral. And that the next generation, maybe even worse. So there we go. Good, because the next generation is Z. And Generation Z prefers spirits like wine and beer. Now, my son just turned 18, so he better not be, drinking wine and other spirits and things like that. Oh, I'm sorry. Like vodka or gin compared to wine and beer. Spirits are like your spirits, like, vodka, whiskey, rum, that kind of thing. And a report from Berenberg Research found that members of Generation Z preferred spirits, and they marked the turning point, being the first generation to prefer spirits to beer. The exact year dividing Generation Z from millennials is murky, but Dr. Berenberg surveyed more than 6,000 people aged 16 to 22 across the U.S., and the younger generation likes other options. Now, what I think it is, they think it may be advertising with beer. See, when I was younger, you always had Coors Light is right beer now. All the Coors and the Miller Lite commercial. And, oh, what was that Miller Lite song? I won't sing it. Trust me, I won't sing it. But it was, you guys know it's really famous and they brought it back. But anyway, these beer commercials were really, iconic. And remember the Clydesdales, the Budweiser commercials. I mean, these were things that you wouldn't, that would stand out. However, now, you know, you have Mila Kunis with the, is it Jack Daniels? I forget what she promotes. And you have all these now spirits being advertised. Plus, a lot of us don't want the calories. Beer is highly caloric. Now, people don't realize that spirits are highly caloric, but some people are like, if I drink a whole beer, I'm taking in too many carbs. So if I do a shot, I'm taking in less carbs. Well, it depends on what you're drinking, but you're still taking in carbs. They say beer companies have also historically focused advertising on white men, and the strategy is now backfiring as women of all races, black, Hispanic, etc., as well as black and Hispanic men, are now drinking more alcohol compared with earlier generations. As a result, beer industry giants are scrambling to win over customers that they historically ignored. Yeah, it was always kind of a man sitting there by the water, you know, drinking a Miller Lite, or, oh, it's Miller time, you know, that kind of thing. That was brilliant marketing. It's Miller time. We still say that. And Generation Z is actually drinking less alcohol, period, they say. They say respondents in their teens and early 20s were drinking 20% less per capita than the millennials did. Why? Because they got vaping. 64% of Generation Z respondents said that they expected to drink alcohol less frequently when they grew older than today's older generations do. Health, hangover-related concerns. They say it's because of being judged by friends or parents, and drinking just doesn't seem to be that cool anymore. Again, the big thing is vaping. So, some people are taking credit. Well, it's 20 years of anti-drug, anti-smoking, anti-alcohol education. No, it's not. People get more of a buzz taking a narcotic than they do from a beer. And again, less calories. So Generation Z, as well as millennials, like the narcotics. And now many of them could smoke pot as well as vape. So the beer industry, apparently, beer, they say penetration fell 1% point in the U.S. market from 2016 to 2017. Wine and spirits were unmoved, but beer had lost 10% of the market share to wine and hard liquor from 2006 to 2016. So it's very interesting how, you know, depending on the generation, how some industries you think were untouchable, like tobacco, like beer, certain things, can fall. And, you know, the bigger you are, the higher you fall. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about how, this was interesting, one-third of millennials don't brush their teeth twice a day. They brush their teeth only once a day. Why are we, what's happening now with our dental health? Okay, so that makes no sense. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. It's just one third of millennials brush their teeth just once a day. Research commissioned by Hello Products, which is an oral care startup company, found that only 30% brush their teeth just once a day. And you're supposed to be brushing it not only twice a day, but after each meal. Of the 2,000 Americans surveyed, the average person had gone more than 2 days at a time without brushing their teeth at least once a day. See, I am so worried about bad breath I don't get that. I just don't. They say, while most of us know that professional dental care is important for overall health, visiting the dentist can still be a nerve-wracking experience for some. That's according to Craig Dubitsky, founder of Hello Products. Of the group, 62% said they were too afraid to visit the dentist, with millennials more likely to be afraid of the dentist than any other age group. In fact, most of those polled said they would rather face their fears of public speaking than to take a seat in the dentist chair. Oh, I love public speaking. I agree. I would rather do public speaking than sit in the dentist chair. I agree. In fact, I think I'd rather go to the gynecologist than go to the dentist. I do not like going to the dentist. I got a great dentist. So, they said 33% would rather go without sex for a month than undergo a dental procedure. So what were the top 10 reasons Americans avoided the dentist? One was fearful of painful treatment. Two, fear of pain after treatment. Noise of a dental drill. Negative past experiences. They're afraid the anesthetic won't work. They're afraid of dental instruments. They gag easily. That's me. I'm always gagging on the hygienist. I feel so bad. Afraid of being poked with a sharp object. Feelings of helplessness. Or they're just embarrassed due to their oral hygiene. And according to the study being reported by Fox News, the top five excuses Americans make to avoid or delay the dentist is one is it's too expensive. I get that. Many of us did not have dental insurance with Obamacare. Nothing hurts, so why do I need to go? My insurance may not cover it. I can't take time out of work, or I have more important things to do. Now, as a doctor, this freaks me out because our health is related to other parts of our body, including our mouth. And I don't get this. For some reason, years ago, people thought that dental is separate. That as long as you go to the doctor and they check your heart and lungs, and they go, oh, you look good, and they look in the back of your throat, then medically you're fine. So a dentist may not be doing a lot of life or death type of procedures or checkups on you. So as long as your doctor says you're good, the mouth, it's then fine, and it's not as important as the rest of your body. I don't know where the hell we came up with that, but a lot of people think that way. Yet your teeth are part of your body. Your teeth are in your jaw. You got bone. You got gums. You got blood vessels. You got nerves. Your mouth is attached to your body. And your doctor is usually not equipped to diagnose or evaluate your teeth. That doesn't mean they get ignored. Just because we separate a small part of the body does not mean you have to ignore it. And people do. I mean, when you look in the mirror, you see your teeth. They're part of your body. And your jaw. And your neck. You know how many cancers, mouth cancers, your dentist finds? They pick up on thyroid cancer, lymphoma, neck cancers. They pick up on so many diseases that your doctor may not pick up on. Why? Because they have to concentrate on the mouth, which is a big part. It's the biggest orifice in your body. You let your other orifices get checked by the doctor, but not your mouth? That's your biggest orifice. No, it's the biggest. So, so now why are millennials not brushing their teeth? Well, they're also not making their beds. I don't think my kids have made their bed once. Why? Because I don't make my bed. Why should I? I'm going to just mess it up. Plus, the kitty cat's like the little cove. You know, when I roll over my covers and my pillow, they like to be in that little cove where I was just at because it's nice and warm, you know? And they just like it. It's like, oh, you know, this is where mommy be, so now I get to be. That's what they say. I hear them. I can speak cat. Okay? The dog, too, likes to wiggle her tushy, but usually when I get up, she comes up with me, and then she goes pee-pee with me. I don't know why she has to come to the bathroom with me. I really don't get that. I'm trying to go to the bathroom, and the dog has to open the door. The dog can open the door. Same thing as one of our cats. He can open the door when I'm going to the bathroom.
Unless I lock it, of course, and I forget to lock it because I'm half asleep because I'm going to the bathroom. And they come in, and they have to assess the situation. I'm like, I'm currently going pee-pee. Can you please leave? I need some privacy. Then they go, okay, I just have to see what you were doing in here, and then I'll leave. And then they go, you sure you don't need me? I go, I don't need you. I could go pee-pee by myself. Leave. The dog's like, you sure? Then the cat comes in. What's going on in here? I'm going pee-pee. Okay, leave me alone. Cat's like, well, I'm hungry. I will feed you after I finish my pee-pee, okay? Oh, my gosh, if I have to go number two, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. I tell them now. I basically sit all the pets down, and I go, look, I have to go potty. And going potty, I'm going to be in there in a while. So do not open the door. Do not bug. And you can see them go, well, how long are you going to be in there? And I'm like, well, I'm going to be in there as long as I need to be in there. Probably about 5 rounds of Candy Crush. Are you good with that? I'm good. And it's funny, because whenever I tell them I'm going potty, they won't open the door, maybe because they know the smell or something. They may stick their paw underneath the door, but they will leave me alone. But in the morning, I'm just too tired to think about that and lie to them, so they're in and out when I try to go pee. Just the way they do it. I really don't get that. I don't. I know, if I was a guy, I would just pee on the dog, and then the dog or the cats would never bother me. So, I don't know. I just think millennials, they just think that their teeth are going to be fine, or they think that we have so many advancements in teeth that we don't have to worry about that. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, I apologize. So, there's a YouTube star who claimed that her vegan diet and spiritual lifestyle cured her of breast cancer. Unfortunately, she died of the disease. This was being reported earlier last week. Liz Johnson said her aunt, Mary Lopez, died in December after her cancer returned. Now, the two women had hosted a YouTube channel together called Liz and Mary, or Marie. Liz Johnson had posted a video Sunday explaining that her aunt stopped her vegan diet after her cancer returned. She attributed her death to undergoing radiation, chemotherapy, and eating meat again. My aunt passed away in December because her cancer came back. My aunt was inconsistent in her diet and spiritual life, she said. On her YouTube channel, I never pushed my aunt to do anything or stay away from doctors. In the video, Johnson said Lopez asked her to take down the videos of her speaking about her vegan lifestyle after she realized she would die from the disease, but she refused. She thought that the video would help others. So in 2016, the women uploaded a video entitled Stage 4 Cancer Natural Transformation. In the video, Lopez shared how she cured herself of cancer through a vegan diet, juicing a lot of praying. So this video got more than 370,000 views. In two other videos, they also shared recipes of natural remedies. But Johnson said she had never been against doctors or medical advice, but she chose to do what she did and experienced healing, and then she wanted to share her testimony to help others. Johnson said the family did push Lopez to seek chemotherapy, and she thinks that her aunt could still be alive today if she continued her vegan lifestyle. According to Johnson, she said, I think that would have been differently, honestly. I really, truly think they would have. The results would have been differently. That's what really contributed to the change in the first place. Going backwards is not going to help. So, as much as I'm a fan of a vegan diet, make sure it is in conjunction with medical treatments. Especially when we're talking about cancer. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.